Blessed are they that do His commandments, June 8. Obedience follows new birth. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. A faithful obedience to God's requirements will have a surprising influence to elevate, develop, and strengthen all man's faculties. Those who have in youth devoted themselves to the service of God are found to be the men of sound judgment and keen discrimination. And why should it not be so? Communion with the greatest teacher the world has ever known strengthens the understanding, illuminates the mind, and purifies the heart, elevates, refines, and ennobles the whole man. Among the youth who profess godliness, there is a large class who may seem to contradict this statement. They make no advancement in knowledge or in spirituality. Their powers are dwarfing, rather than developing. But the psalmist's words are true of the genuine Christian. It is not, indeed, the bare letter of God's word that gives light and understanding. It is the word opened and applied to the heart by the Holy Spirit. When a man is truly converted, he becomes a son of God, a partaker of the divine nature. Not only is the heart renewed, but the intellect is strengthened and invigorated. There have been many instances of persons who before conversion were thought to possess ordinary and even inferior ability, but who after conversion seemed to be entirely transformed. They then manifested remarkable power to comprehend the truths of God's word, and to present these truths to others. God will do a great work for the youth, if they will by the aid of the Holy Spirit receive His word into the heart and obey it in the life.